In this catch-up, are creative men sexy? And who won the FIFA match, Illy or Woody? The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
I want to talk about a survey that was done recently, which I think is bloody interesting, Hides, which has basically found that women find men who are creative as attractive and sometimes more attractive than men who are physically attractive.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of any creative men in my life that I find really sexy.
Well, I was going to ask Woods first. You're a bit of a creative guy, Woods. Get the creative juices flowing from time to time.
Yeah, and I'm very unattractive physically, so.
Did you, when you were first wooing your girlfriend, did you whip any creative bizzo out?
Oh, yeah. First date, I'd just say, sorry, something has struck me. And I'd get chalk out of my pocket and just like write a poem.
So is that what they mean by creative?
Should be all that weak at the knees. And then I'd just be like, oh, sorry, I've got to stop the dinner. I've got a movie idea. And I just tell them my movie idea.
Great.
Oh, so that kind of creative.
No, I think creativity can be interpreted a multitude of different ways.
At dinner on our second date, I created a, what's the Chinese stuff when you fold your paper?
Origami.
I did some origami. I was like, here's a crane.
Wow.
I created that.
Would have been better if you made a swan.
Next time. Ando, do you ever find Woody or I particularly attractive when we're being creative?
When you're being in creative meetings, hell no.
Oh, really?
No. Well, because we all get really like passionate about our ideas and stuff, and sometimes we argue.
Really?
I
don't look
say,
at us and go, God, they're being so creative today.
Oh, when
I'm in a creative sex storm right now.
When you two are at the club together on the cross trainer and you guys are creating and I'm peeking through the window with my binoculars going, what are they talking about? I definitely find that sexy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like two sexy men on the cross trainer.
All our good ideas on the cross trainer. We always go, Will, we need an idea for this. Cross trainers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
Can you actually see it, though?
Yeah, I can see
it.
I've got
Jamie here from Maddavale has caught up. Jamie, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Jamie, what do you think about this study? Do you find creative men sexy?
I personally think you've got to have the look as well to be sexy.
Oh, right.
If you're just creative, then.
So
do you mean look creative, Jamie?
Or
no, she means physically attractive.
You've got to be physically attractive. Anyway.
Yeah. Right.
But it's what's your physical attractive as well, I reckon.
Of course. Jamie, when you listen to this show and Woody and I are being a bit creative on the show, do you get a bit weak at the knees? You're like, oh, God, here they go, getting creative. Always.
Oh, God, Jamie, don't tell them that, mate.
Wow.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Careful driving when you're listening to us. We're going to get creative.
We're entering the creative zone. Catherine here from Stratton. Hey, Catherine.
Good morning.
Catherine, did you hear this study that women find men who are creative as attractive or more attractive than guys that are physically or aesthetically pleasing?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're on board with the creative stuff. So you reckon it's really a bit saucy?
I think, yeah, personality as well.
Yes, yeah, right. I think personality is a big one. But I was going to say, don't you reckon tradies are so much sexier than creatives?
They can help around the house, can't they?
Yeah, they're doing stuff around the house.
They're being a bit creative, though, around the house.
Well, this is true.
You know, like if they're doing a bit of a DIY job, a bit creative. So, Catherine, I'm going to ask you the same question that we spun past Jamie. When you're listening to this show, and Woody and I sort of enter a bit of a creative zone. Do you feel like you're in a bit of a creative sex storm when that happens? Is that?
Oh my God.
Are you weak at the knees when we get going there? When we're firing ideas off? Hang on, wait, I'll just hold there. No, just stay on the line there, Catherine. We'll give you a little bit of music going here.
This is a segment just to make you and Woody feel good about yourself.
No, it's not. How have you got that from what we're doing? Now, Catherine, do you find us attractive or what?
Very.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, Catherine, before you go, who's hotter, Will or Woody?
No, we're going to do a movie thing first. Woody, let's start pitching about a movie that we could do, mate. Just a script.
All right, throw something at
you. There's a guy. And there's a penguin.
There's a guy. They've got an interesting relationship. Why can he hear the penguin talk, but no one else can?
God,
no one
you're else boring can me, no one Catherine. Can.
And then why does this penguin have the ability to communicate to this human, and what's his purpose?
And then all of a sudden, the penguin starts a tomato
farm. These tomatoes are incredible.
You're not doing yourself any favours here.
We'll just pause it there. Catherine, how was it?
It's amazing. Amazing.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Oh, but Will, what we all want to know is what the hell's been going on my Facebook page on Real Heidi, because yesterday I relinquished all control. Yep. I gave you my Facebook page.
You gave me a real cookie, Hides.
Will you take over Real Heidi for the next 24 hours?
Real Heidi. I get the power to your
minions. Because you only looked at...
Done. I will do Real Heidi videos.
Real Heidi Instagram, Real Heidi Facebook, whatever you want. Tomorrow, you'll reveal what you've done, and I'll tell you how many times I've thought about likes and comments.
Okay, great. I'm going to do so many videos.
I got a few messages from people saying,
"What'd you get?
What is going on?"
The minions, obviously.
Lol.
Despair. They all went into their bunkers.
Did they?
No, I heard there was just a lot of
doomsday prepping. The world is coming to an end.
A lot of lolling.
Okay, well, I'm going to show you something right now. This is your new profile picture for your page. Don't say what it is because it's a little bit.
You can't draw that on my face.
Okay, that's a.
That's a bit too great.
That was the first thing I did. Again,
he's drawn a woohoo.
Oh, hang on. If you want to see these, wait for this, Hides. If you want to see these. Go to Real Heidi on Facebook. Go to Real Heidi. Hashtag Real Heidi.
That's no, that's not hashtag.
Oh, sorry.
It's just Real Heidi on Facebook.
That is mint.
Go to Real Heidi. Go and get around what I've done to her page.
Because you can't post that. Am I going to get banned?
So happy.
You will potentially get banned, Hides.
From Facebook.
Now, again, I cannot say what the videos are about.
Okay,
that I've done because, again.
Oh, a bit risque.
Can't talk about them
really?
On air.
Really? Are you kidding?
But
if you can't talk about it on air, you can't talk about it on Facebook.
Yes, well, you can.
Oh, yeah, you can swear.
Of course you can.
Stuff,
of course
there
are.
I've done some.
Are you kidding?
You've done
videos.
Some.
What are you talking about? Of course
I know.
You can.
I just really want to know now.
Have a listen to just this is the teaser of the videos that are up there. And picture this is me in a jumpsuit. Got myself a jumpsuit.
Did you?
Because you're a real go to for you. This is just a snippet of a bit of the stuff.
Because it's Easter, I thought that I could put an Easter egg.
Okay, the second one I get with the egg. What the hell was the first bit? Can you replay it?
No,
that doesn't even make sense.
I've been told I could play it once. You have to see it to believe it.
Are we going to post these on Heidi, Will and Woody as well?
No, we can't.
Are they
that bad?
I had a couple of reds. They're really...
When did you?
Couple
you did
of
it last
red,
night.
Yeah, I had a couple of red wines and a couple of red tapes.
I hadn't slept, but all of them are parodies of your video. So I've got snips of your videos, and then it's my version of them.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
Okay,
so if you do want to see them, go to
Real Heidi
Real
on my
Heidi.
Facebook page.
On Facebook, enjoy. One of them's got 75 likes, Hides.
Oh, that's rubbish.
That's bigger than your other ones, mate.
Nah, mate.
What's one of your highest performing posts?
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Right now, this guy's in the studio. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like Lee. Sperry.
Hello, Lee.
Good morning.
Sperry.
Good morning. The wave of Fremantle resurgence, which is really gripping the footy club. It's great to see.
It is.
How good is it? When was the last time you went at the MCG?
I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah, I think we beat Richmond in the nail biter.
Yep.
The nail biter when Dave Money kicked a goal, another nail biter.
Oh,
kicked
the goal
right before the siren. That was a great game as well, actually.
And this was an absolute nail biter as well.
Yeah. Mm,
well,
these are your boys.
They are my boys, so it hurt a lot. I've got to say, I was pretty excited when Jeff Garlett had you holding the ball just before halftime.
Yeah.
I was fist pumping. Cobbins Ferry!
I wasn't pumped about that. He got me, he blindsided me. He's quick, he's fast.
He is, isn't he?
Set a trap for me and he took advantage.
Really? Yeah, but you boys were very good. I was especially impressed with, I think this is probably the first match that I've seen where Nat Fyfe is obviously a brilliant player, probably the best player in the AFL.
Yep.
There were two examples of Nat Fyfe going back with the flight and taking big hits that must mean a lot to you boys looking up to your skipper like that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think one thing you can say about Nat certainly is he leads by example and takes pride in his own performance.
Yeah.
So I think he's certainly doing that and displaying those characteristics and putting your body on the line like that was inspiring.
He sounds like a bloody legend. I was at the Fairest and Best ball last night for the females and heard a story about his jumper number 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he left a note in one of the girls' lockers just before her first game.
Oh, do tell.
And no.
There's a massive bus thrown.
It was told in front of everyone. And, okay. And he was saying, wow, you know, wear that jumper with pride. And like when you can't run, crawl, like, you know, like on the field, just give it everything you've got. Like,
do you have a verbatim word for word what was said?
I can't remember exactly.
Because I'm going to training after this.
It was really awesome. And it was
Start crawling up to him. Oh, five years.
Showed what kind of leader.
His locker.
It wasn't a letter like that. Oh, you don't throw him under the bus and don't throw me under the bus. But it was an amazing moment. And Dana took out the fairest and the best last night as well.
Yes, it was congratulations to her. Fantastic effort, the inaugural year. So really pumped for her. Well done.
Great result. Now, moving into this game as well, North Melbourne, 3 in a row. What's the feeling like? I'm genuinely interested in this because 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we were sitting in here. Every conversation I had with anyone in Perth about Fremantle was, towel's been thrown in, reshuffle, rejig. But obviously, that wasn't what you guys were thinking in the club. And you were always quite obstinate about that on this show. You come in and go, no. You know, it's business as usual. It's going to start working. It's worked now. It's got to feel good.
It feels really good. And I think, like I said to you, reflect back to that conversation we had a couple of weeks, the Western Bulldogs week.
Yes.
And I said, a week's a long time of footy.
That's right.
The beautiful thing is you get another chance, Will.
Yeah, yeah.
Will, but you get another chance.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But past results count for nothing.
Yeah.
I think we've said that before. This week's a new week. And like you said, North have been really close. I lost to Geelong by.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have been
not a bad
Geelong
side,
kick,
are they?
Yeah. Could have won the game against the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
So they could be easily be 2-2 as well. Yeah. So they're a really good side. So no illusions. Not head in the clouds. We know we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And we've played some competitive football. We've got a lot of things we can work on as well. But I think the pleasing thing is the fight, the effort, and to come back from behind, especially with young kids. I think the confidence that builds and the intensity it builds for those players is fantastic.
Good stuff, mate.
Well done, mate.
It's really
good.
We're
very proud.
I know everyone's really happy for you. So
thank you.
Right, we've done all the nice stuff. We're talking about.
So what I want people to do here?
Tone shift.
I want dads of Perth to give us a call on 131060. If you're a dad, you reckon you're a bloody good one. Give us a buzz on 131060. Well, that's exactly what we're doing here, mate.
I
just heard before. So little baby Isla, you know, and
Kasperi's a new dad.
She just went over to Adelaide with Mum Liv, and she's come back and she's not sleeping properly. The last couple of nights have been a real struggle. Like, it's tough, isn't it, being a dad?
It is tough. I think probably harder for Liv. She does most of the work.
Yeah. But This is what I want to know.
I reckon you would be the most hopeless dad at the moment.
I'm out there working hard, putting food on the table, traveling.
There we go.
Getting knocks, getting scars.
131060. If you're a new dad, if you're a new dad and you're in Perth, please give us a call.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
We've got Blair here from Rolling Stone, who's also a new dad. Hey, Blair, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys.
Do you reckon, Blair? You reckon? You got Lee Spur here. Do you reckon Spur is, you know, doing the hard yards as a new dad?
No, it doesn't sound like it to me.
Blair, how many diapers would you change a week, Blair?
When my baby was a newborn, 20, I suppose.
20. So 18 more than Spur
a week.
I've got some rookie numbers. I need to pump those numbers up.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
So he's doing 20 and you're doing 2.
Well, early days, Blair. I had more. Just recently, as she's got a bit older, I've sort of, as
you
the poos have got worse, I've eased back.
Okay, what else are you
read
doing?
The play.
Are you, okay, can I ask you this question? Are you coming home and are you going, Liv, you've been such a great mum this week. Like, why don't you go out and have 2 hours at the day spa and I'll look after Isla?
Yeah, no, actually, it's fantastic. Tonight, Liv's going to go to the Illy thing.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
So she'll look up doing a solo with Isla. So there you go.
Oh, are you sending her tonight?
I am sending her. She's heading in, so you'll
see
her there.
That's great. I love that.
Wow,
that's
Spoon. Cool.
There you go.
He's husband of the year as well now.
sweating on this so much.
We've got Richard here from Brabham. Hey, Richard, how you going?
Not so bad, yourself.
Good, thanks, mate. Do you spoil your wife sometimes, Richard?
Pretty much every day she comes home. I work as a paver, every day I come home with a new teddy for her.
Richard, you'd have to say that Sperry's probably not up to scratch at the moment as a new dad.
Easy, Richard.
Two nappies a week. Come on, dude.
Hey, do you know what, though? I love your honesty. And like, I
push the pram a lot and do a lot of walks. I walk every day. We go for a walk every day.
Yeah,
push
great.
The pram. Come along training, exhausted. Grab the dog, grab the baby, go for a walk.
Like, we give you crap on this stuff. Show, mate. You're a great dad.
I don't know. No, I'm not sold. I'm not sold.
I will say parenting's more than just changing nappies, though.
Yeah. Of course.
Any good father should know that.
What else are you doing?
How would you feel about doing a few new dad how-to videos?
Oh, they'd be fantastic, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I reckon.
I'd love it.
You would be so good. Okay, we're going to do it.
Okay.
You're going to become our Lee how-to dad.
Will.
What's going to be your first how-to, Spoo, to the new dad?
How to get from the dark to the light switch.
without waking the baby
up.
There we go. All right, you can look forward to that. I thought you were going to say something like how to make sure that you're playing an away game when your baby's sick or something.
No, that's cruel. I didn't come up with an idea, though. I want to have like a little hose extender that you get on your on your tap in your kitchen so you can just hose the baby down after. And then, you know the Dyson hand things? Let's get a baby safe one. You can just go.
Yeah. Great
dry
idea.
Off. Done, dry.
That's a great idea.
So you want to hose your baby down then put her in a dryer.
Yeah.
No, the Dyson hand dryer. Called the V Blade. We got a baby blade.
Freeman baby blade. Great name. Freeman.
Someone out there, contact me.
Versus North Melbourne is Domain Stadium. It's an Anzac Day game as well. Obviously, Saturday 5:40. Tickets at ticketmaster.com.au. Great feeling at Fremantle. Great to have you in, Sperry. Good luck for the weekend,
mate.
Thanks, guys.
Three and two is a great
good
way
luck
to be.
When I go home with my wife.
Good luck with Liv as well. Yeah. See you, mate.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Right now, though, we've got our producer, Jack, in
good morning.
The studio with us. For those
good morning,
who
Jack.
Might be new listening to our show or, you know, haven't listened to as much, you are one of our producers. You've just recently had your hair streaked.
Yeah.
You join the show with us and you give us numerous commentary on TV shows.
All the time, I try and get across this message to my friends, but nobody listens.
Yeah.
Gogglebox is a good show.
And you stand by that?
Yeah. I haven't really watched it lately. No. That was about a year ago.
Geez, you're coming in hot on the mic there, Jacko.
Yeah. Sorry. Do you want to work on your mic technique?
Jeez, mate.
You've also...
I was set up for failure there, I think.
You always do interviews for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll do some interviews with big celebs and then you'll take on, you know...
Yeah, it's Jack Chat.
Jack Chat.
It's Jack Chat.
It's gone global.
Ian, hello.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
I can't hear anything, actually. These ones.
Yeah, you went global maybe for the wrong reason.
That audio.
So, Jack, given you are so impressive at the interviews, that's the main thing. We are sending you to the Logies this weekend.
It's very exciting.
I've waited my whole life to go to the Logies. Literally, like, this is the most exciting weekend of my life.
Wait, what is this new voice that you're putting on at the moment? You're like, oh my God, I'm going to the Logies. You don't speak like that.
My friends have told me about my radio voice as well. I don't think I've got it.
You're speaking differently today.
I don't think you are. I think it sounds fine.
So if you're flying to Melbourne, mate, you're going to be on the red carpet. You've got all your media passes, etc.
Yep.
But you have a task.
Oh God.
What's that? Can I get a drone?
Okay, so Will and I don't know what this is.
So it's not just like Jack Chat.
So no, it's not just Jack Chat.
Okay.
So basically, you're going to be sitting on the side of the red carpet and you'll be securing interviews for our show on every huge Australian celebrity that walks past.
So Monday, we want to hear them on our show, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But
I'm guessing they'll all be there.
Yeah.
Coming to me.
The little kicker is, Jack, that every single Australian celebrity that you interview, you have to finish the chat by kissing them.
Oh, God. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's going to be...
What about Scotty Camp, the most blokiest bloke?
Oh. Everyone, Jack. Jack, so... I've done red carpet once, and these chats are quick, and you'll have to lean in and try and kiss every single one to say goodbye. And you can't say it's a task. You just have to lean in and kiss them.
Can I go for the handshake?
You can go for the kiss, or you pull them in with the hand, that's fine, but you can never say to them, oh, sorry, this is for the show, I've been asked to do this. You just have to lean in and kiss them.
I reckon I've got to nail this.
Really?
Don't be so confident. Do you know...
I'm a very personable person. I'm going to be like, thank you so much. And just give him a kiss.
But they're not personable. They don't really care who you are when you're on the red carpet. They just want to get into their seats.
I think you'd be right, Jake.
Yeah, I feel like this is it's not as bad as what I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought nudity was going to be involved.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to have to do it like with his pants down or something like that.
His pants off.
Maybe he was just doing
We can add that. We can pants off as well.
No, just jocks on the red carpet.
G-string and kissing everybody as they walk.
Can you wear a mankini?
No,
we won't do that. All right, Jacko. Well, good luck, mate. When are you going tomorrow? Going to Melbourne?
Yep. Logies happens on Sunday.
So, are you flying in tonight? Are you flying tomorrow?
Nah, flying tomorrow.
Okay,
so I got
great.
Saturday night to
prep.
Where are
you staying? Staying at the Crown?
Just close to the Crown.
Oh, next to the Crown.
But I'll be lingering around the
Crown. Little Airbnb down there on South Bank. Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
Are you taking over our Instagram or anything like that, or our Snapchat?
Yeah. I'll be doing all the socials. Great. And then, so the Logies happens on Sunday night. I'll be reporting back to you guys live from Crown on Monday morning.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, from Crown.
Yeah, and I've been invited to the Channel 10 after party, girls. So my we'll see how we go. We'll have some stories.
Oh my Delightful. God.
Are you try and hook up with someone.
Yeah.
At the after party. That'd
Who's
be good.
Gay
good.
That you, or... mm-hmm.
Grant Denyer, maybe?
Is
there any Channel 10 celeb I could think of at the moment?
Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. Might be out of my reach, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's pretty sexy.
Actually, the Channel 10 after party will probably be at Warnie's Club. Club 23, I imagine.
If you get into Warnie's,
oh my gosh.
Who else would you actually have a go at? What about that dude from Packed to the Rafters?
Hugh Sheridan.
Oh, definitely.
You'd definitely go here.
But he's Channel 7 or Channel 9.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
There'll be some Bachelor guys there.
Watch this space. You've got everyone lined up. Look at you.
Jack, we can't wait.
You're going to hear about it all Monday morning.
Follow
follow Heidi, Will and Woody on all of our socials and you'll be taken over. Good luck, Jack.
Thanks, guys.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
This bloke is going to be playing the world famous Rooftop tonight. His album 2 Degrees featuring Paper Cuts and the brand new single Oh My is out now. So this is seriously bonza.
Mm.
Like on our Facebook page, on the website hit.com.au, inundated with applicants, people throwing themselves at the website for these tickets. I mean, these aren't just, you know, your standard Ando minions. This is the majority of the Perth populace that is wanting a ticket to this gig tonight at B-Shed.
Oh, it's going to be so intimate, so close to Illy. Like, you're right there.
And he doesn't do intimate gigs anymore. He's got so big that he does the big stadium things now. And they're amazing. But this is sort of once-in-a-lifetime intimate gig, B-Shed, with Illy. I'm pumped.
All right, but enough about that.
All right.
What happened yesterday, Woods?
Well, he can't say yet. I mean, for people just tuning in, there was a challenge that was laid down when we first spoke to Illy about doing the world famous Rooftop. You are a self-professed, excellent FIFA 2013 player, am I right?
FIFA 2017, 13.
So you're a gun FIFA player. Okay, Woody also thinks that he is an elite FIFA player, and I have it on record that Woody actually said in the studio before, he said he would absolutely wipe you at FIFA.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Challenge accepted.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Woods.
The next phase of that, we got to get you ready for it. Yes. You went to a Perth Glory training session blindfolded and had the players shoot balls at you.
Yeah, and this was to feel the game.
Are you going to direct me?
Yeah, feel the ball.
You going to direct me?
All right.
I don't even know which way to go.
What do you mean?
How am I going to know which way to go?
When the ball comes
so
in.
So go left?
Yeah, great. Okay.
Or do I have to feel it?
All right, you ready? You're going to try and feel it as best you can.
Felt it on my face.
And then you did. And you can see that video on our Facebook page along with the video of the year ones at Churchland's primary school just warming you up for the trash talk that was going to occur in the game.
My mental toughness.
The thing that I don't like about Woody is his hair looks like a mop. Are you made of wood?
He smells.
They're lining up now. They're lining up for the scourge.
So I was feeling good, guys.
Yes.
That video, you were prepped.
You
also
were
on our Facebook page, you were physically prepped. Yeah. He was mentally prepped. Illy arrived yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Murdoch Uni.
Yes.
We had the game, massive lecture theatre.
Yeah.
People stopped their classes to come and watch.
Mm.
There was an exam that got stopped and they poured out and actually got in there.
Yeah.
To watch the spectacle of you two going toe-to-toe and keeping in mind that Woody lost, he's opening for Illy tonight.
Yes.
And not just Woody, this isn't just a quick five. This is, you had to do a rap or potentially have to do a rap a cappella tonight if you lost the game.
It's not my specialty.
All right, well, let's find out.
Yeah, let's.
On the other side?
Yeah.
Oh, what a build-up.
This is Illy.
You've got the backstory now.
Mate, the FIFA game, it was epic. I can tell you that much.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
The game was yesterday. We sat down.
Yep, we did.
So it was Woody versus Illy. I was Team Illy. You were Team Woody.
Yep.
Classic Anderson. Could have picked that a mile off.
This is just such a turncoat.
You weren't on the fence at all either way.
Hell no, mate. Hell no.
All right. Well, we caught up with Illy yesterday. The game happened. I'm going to let the audio do the talking here. This was the FIFA match between Woody and Illy.
All right, guys, so just like fair fight, all right. No touching of the other's controller, okay?
Don't need to, bro.
No shirts off when you're celebrating either.
Yo, Willy.
What's up, bro? I've
seen better tackles on a fishing rod. Seen better savings in my savings account.
Oh, God, I'm embarrassed for you, bro.
I'm inside your head. Can you feel me?
Get out.
Let's do this.
I'm ready for this, baby.
All right, one last thing, Illy. I like to play comfortable, and that means I play with no pants on.
You all right there?
Feeling good.
Do you feel like the taking the pants off was a good move still?
Yeah. Comfortable, feeling fresh. You look a bit hot. You look hot under the collar.
Mate, don't you worry about me,
you ready
brother.
For this?
Let's do it.
You ready for this?
Come on. Here we go.
Yeah, foul. Dirty. Dirty
start,
Illy.
Dirty. Oh!
Oh God! What's that? What button for that? Oh God!
Illy 1, Woody 0.
Any other items of clothing you want to take off, bro? Maybe you need to feel a little bit more comfortable. I mean, it's literally the first time I went forward.
I gave you that. It's a patience game. It's all about patience, Illy.
You've done f*** off. you're not doing much with it though, mate. How's that possession going, bro?
He's getting lucky, Get in, Oh, what was that? Oh, Cannon Anderson.
Half time.
It's just half time.
Half time.
It's just half time.
Illy.
Yeah.
Killing it, bro.
Yeah.
Killing him.
Yeah.
How hot is it in your pants?
I'm all right.
You don't need to take them off?
No, I think I'm good.
So how do I get the ball in there, though? That's my only problem.
You can't give him the ball, because then he scores. He's scored every time he's got the ball.
No, I know.
It's actually terrifying.
Have you got some good sledges for him?
I let my on-field performance do the talking, you know?
No, I get him in the midfield. I have won the midfield battle. We know that.
All right, kill it, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
All right, we're on. Right.
How are your freestyles, bro?
Freestyles?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's a freestyle?
I think you better brush up on your skills for tomorrow night, man.
What are you talking about?
I can't believe you're still sitting there in your jocks. Put your shorts on.
No. Your jocks are just about to come into play. You're about to overheat
jock
and
power.
I'm about to get going. You feeling hot? You feeling hot under those pants?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yay! Illy 2, Woody 0.
They even gave me a trophy. Look at that.
Oh my Lord. Oh my. Oh. He's toying with me. Willie's toying with me.
That's some nice possession you got.
Thanks, bro.
Here we go.
Goal! Oh!
Bro, you're getting smashed.
I'm not.
By me, in the stands. What you got, boy?
I'll tell you what I've got. I've got you. Yeah, boy. Oh.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, great day, boys. Great day. Beautiful. Barcelona. Barcelona. Oh, come on, you baldy.
Because you suck.
Oh. Oh! Oh, come on! Dude, what is your goalie? Are you kidding?
Dude, your D is all good.
My D is strong, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Strong day.
Oh! Get a goalie, are you kidding? What is this goalie? Have you got a goalie cheat on? Have you got
no.
A goalie, let's be honest.
Come on, mate.
This is a goalie cheat.
Smack him.
Game. Illy 2-0.
Do you have any tips on rapping?
I'll let you figure that one out for yourself, bro. Step one. Put some pants on.
Okay, pants on. Check.
And so the news is tonight at B Shed on the world famous rooftop, Woody will be opening for Illy after being smashed. And you were smashed.
Yeah.
2-0.
Yeah, very convincing. The Better Man one.
So, Woods, have you practiced any of your freestyle?
No.
Can you give it a little bit of a freestyle
I
now?
I don't even know how to rap. Like, what are you?
Yeah, go. Like,
he's going to be.
Do you just do rhyming couplets?
You're going to be a cappella before Illy. Before
surely
Australia,
DJ Will can drop a
before
beat.
Australia's better. Absolutely not. I have nothing to do with you. I've got a reputation to uphold. So, Illy, Australia's best hip hop artist, is going to be coming on after you. I can't even imagine.
He might not even come out
this
after
like
you have
a go. This is like
if
you opening with like a comedy set for Robin Williams. Like this is just.
Oh, don't.
Well, this is kind of the areas you're in at the moment. There's nothing you can do that will be impressive.
I don't want to wreck it for the crowd. Could like what if the crowd leaves?
Well, then you've got a lot.
Imagine if we lost.
Just a walkout and then Illy performs to nobody.
Woods, I wish you all the luck in the world. But we'll replay that to everyone on Monday, your rap.
Oh, of course. Will we? Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, all right. Right now. Final tickets. This is it. 13-10-60, the world famous rooftop, B Shed in Fremantle tonight. All thanks to Murdoch Uni, a very intimate Woody opening gig, but 300 to 400 people in a special, very exclusive evening. This is it right now. 13-10-60, last chance.
You've now got a trio of madness. You've got DJ Will opening the night. You've got you've got an a cappella rap from Whitelaw, and then you've got Australia's premier rapper, Illy, doing an intimate gig. God. Wow, what an
Maybe don't tell people that you're actually rapping because we want to get them there.
All right, so this is how it's going to work. Up next, look, we've got a whole bunch of different things that you guys can, how you can get your hands on tickets.
Yeah.
Throughout the week, throughout the past couple of weeks. You can't ever do. Right now.
What? Did you just speak English?
Right now, 13-10-60, I think we've just decided to impress us.
Blow us away.
People are desperate. Like, they're making little memes and stuff saying, pray for Illy ticket.
Show us what you got.
So show us what you've got. It's over to you. How will you impress us up next?
Yep. Use your voice.
Has to be on the phone.
Use whatever's within your possession at the moment. I don't know where you are. You might have some pots and pans. You might be able to drum on them. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
do an
it's
impression.
Your mum. Maybe you're with your mum and she's amazing.
Get your mum on there.
Mm-hmm.
Get your baby. I don't care. 13-10-60, if you're on Illy ticket, you have to impress us up next.
Yes.
Looking forward. To it.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Three double passes to give away.
Yeah.
We've got three double passes.
Three double passes to give away.
So you've got to show us your desperation.
All you have to do is blow us away. We've got Callum here from Piara Waters. Callum, how are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Good. You going to blow us away?
Yeah, well, I'm just on my way to a basketball camp, so I'm on the road.
Yeah.
He's actually blowing us away with his horn. Is that what you're doing?
Honking the horn there.
That's what I was doing.
Thanks for the call, Callum. Enjoy basketball camp.
Callum, nice try though. Have not bad, mate. Sorry, but we Callum. Want anyone we, can blow
people,
the horn.
People are seriously like there are a lot of people that have been applying for a long time for these tickets. Like, we can't give it away
funny,
for a
though.
Horn toot.
Yeah, no, you're right. Exactly.
I mean, Callum, thanks for trying. Appreciate the effort. No dice.
People are desperate for these, Cal.
Jackie
all right.
from South Perth, how are you?
Hey, yeah, nervous now.
Okay,
Jackie, blow us away.
Okay, I'm going to attempt to sing.
Okay, have Excellent. You sung before or?
Like at home, like never in the public.
Okay,
or
what are you singing?
Radio.
What are you singing, Jackie?
All I could think of was Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Oh, okay. Well, we look forward
Great.
To this.
Here we go.
Oh, fire away. Gosh, I feel like we're on Australia's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Okay. Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand.
Oh, I'm just a girl.
Taste the chorus.
I'd rather not be. Yes.
Oh, yes, Jackie. You can come along to the world
fact
famous
that you
rooftop.
Just stepped out of your comfort zone. To sing on radio. I know, I can tell.
Great
Mate,
stuff. That's
that
what we're
good.
Asking for.
It takes courage
Commitment.
To do that. Good
double
work.
Pass to you, to the world famous rooftop tonight down in B Shed to see Illy. How good's that?
That is going to make my best friend's dream come true. Thank you.
Well, we look
no
forward
stress.
To meeting you guys tonight.
Have a good one, Jackie. That was really ballsy. I loved
it.
Wowee, you're going into work today. Don't think you're not getting stick for the next 2 weeks. Jason from Swanview, here we go. Double pass to Illy on the line. People throwing themselves at these. What have you got, mate?
I've got the crawl off Bob the Builder. I do the best impersonation.
You do of Bob the Builder?
That's right, Bob the Builder.
Okay,
okay
give it
to us.
All right. Oh, Bob, can we fix it?
That's it.
We'll leave it there, Jace. I can't see you getting a double pass for that, mate.
Hang on,
no,
Jason.
I can't see it happening.
Jason, because I'm on the fringe because I actually didn't mind it. I know Bob the Builder.
So cute.
And it's very good. You got to keep going, though, Jason. Give me a bit more.
All right. Bob, why can't we fix this house?
Jason, I'm sorry, Woody. I'm over all this. There's no way. Isn't Bob the Builder? That was.
I'm Bob the Builder.
Thanks for the call, Jason. Liam from Byford. Hey, Liam.
Hey, how you going?
Liam, there's still two double passes, mate. You're in the mix. 131060 is the number. You've got to impress us for these tickets to go and see Illy at the world famous rooftop tonight. What have you got?
Oh, I'm thinking it's going to have to be a bit of a warm up for Woody for tonight.
You want to warm up for me?
What do you want to do here, Liam?
I want to give him a little taste of what he's after, a bit of rap battle.
Oh, you want to do a rap battle with Woody right now? Bang. Well, I tell you what, mate. Well, we're probably not going to hear from Woody. He's just going to, I can stow his abilities away. But you can start, mate. The floor's yours. You want a freestyle? This is for a double pass to Illy tonight. Off you go.
All right. Here we go. First press play, then we'll play. It's the same old game. Just cut the next frame. Tragedy to comedy to act so raw to me. Start your flow. It's your show. Else it's pay check. Rain check on your own shipwreck.
Wow. Just make that up then?
Pretty good. Nice rhyme. Yep. That's tough.
Well done. I reckon he's coming along.
Double pass, Liam.
Yeah!
Yeah, boy, we'll see you tonight.
So do we have...
Bye, mate.
See you tonight, mate.
We've still got one more.
Got one more.
Give it to Jason. Come on.
Jason, you can't. We're trying to give this away for quality.
On the other side, 131060 more.
But if you can't, so far, you got to beat Jason, though.
Jason is. Oh, no, he hasn't got it.
No, he hasn't got it. Jason, stay listening, but we want people to continue to call on 131060. If people can do something more impressive than Jason doing, Bob.
We can't fix it.
Okay, so give us a call.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We've benched fist bump moments today because we've got one more double pass to Illy's world famous rooftop. You've got to get silly for Illy for the last time.
It's time to get silly with Illy.
And this is actually more than getting silly for Illy. This is like blow us off our chair to get the last double pass to the world famous rooftop in all of Perth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's over. This is it. This is an incredible opportunity to go and see Australia's best hip hop artist intimately at B-Shed in Fremantle, all thanks to Murdoch Uni. And right now, 131060. Seriously impress us, and we're not taking any mediocrity here.
No, we will. We won't finish the show at 9 o'clock if we haven't found.
Agreed. We'll go through to 9:30, and then afterwards we'll do
Astro. He's just turned
back on air. I'm going rogue.
He's getting so excited.
Here we go.
Okay, what are you doing?
We want you to show us how desperate Will's getting.
I'm ready. I'll be here till 9:30 until we get someone ready.
Mate, this could be here till 3.
Impress me.
Okay, so we've asked you to call. We want you to show your desperation so you can impress us in any single way.
Got T here from Bartram. Hello, T.
How you going?
Good, thank you, mate. Blow us away.
All right. First is a impersonation of Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
Okay,
very good.
So goes. Master lost last now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, what was your second thing?
Pretty good, T.
Second thing, I'll do a bit of a freestyle for Hyde.
Okay. Freestyle for Hyde. All right. Here we go, mate.
Kind of like a pickup sort of thing.
Look out, me.
Your Lord's Prayer to the Minions.
It goes, platforms on the floor, let's pick it up. Baby girl got a man, want to break it up. Let loose the ears, pop, set it off. We could do it all night, girl, shake it off. All I want to know is, can you dance? Don't be shy, girl, just take my hand. Bring your friends, take a chance, I could dance the night away. I know you dig that. I can see that you really want to move. I can see that you really want to groove. Girl, would you be my boo? Baby, I know you want to. Drop down, break a little wind, break a sweat. So hot in the club, I make it get wet. After that, you can meet me in the back. See the my
car,
girl,
and make
it come.
Hit it up at the end there.
That's
a spicy meatball.
You need to get that boy rapping for you tonight, Woods.
I would love him to.
See, that was good. Stay on the phone.
That was so good. Stay on the phone, T.
Cara from Vic Park, how you going?
Thanks, how are you?
We're good. Look, it's a hot start, Cara, but how are you going to blow us away?
I've got a joke.
Okay, hit us.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's
the interrupting sheep.
Interrupting sheep. Ah. Oh, very good. Very good.
Pretty good. I quite enjoyed that. I quite enjoyed that.
So what are we? Okay. Does it knock Tay off?
Stay on the line.
Stay on the line.
Austin from Banksia Grove. How you going, Austin?
How's it going?
Good, thanks, mate. Blow us away.
Final double pass in all of Perth, yeah. Austin, so it's got to be good.
The seagulls are with me here.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, I can do something like that as well.
Oh, Endo.
Also pretty good.
Yeah, so it's not that good.
Yeah. Oh,
Austin. I thought Austin was really good
there. That was pretty good.
I liked his creativity.
Cameron from Byford. Yeah. How you going, Cameron?
Yeah, good.
Cameron, blow us away, mate.
So I'm going to ask this guy next to me in the car if he wants to come to Illy tonight.
Okay.
And then are you going to bring him if you come along?
Yeah, I'll bring him.
Okay, go.
One sec. He got his attention.
Yeah. Don't crush
him. You want to come to Illy tonight? What? You're good? All right. No, we got rejected.
Cameron,
man.
Where are you right now? Where did you just do that?
I'm stuck on Tonkin Highway.
Oh, so
before Kelvin.
And so what? He was in the car next to you.
Yeah, he was just in the car next.
Oh, that is good.
I did like your creativity.
All right, here's where we're at. We got T with his rap.
Yep, and impersonation. It was a double.
And impersonation. Austin with his seagull impersonation.
I think Austin's hung up. He knew he was.
Kara with her interrupting sheep joke.
Yeah.
And Cameron from Byford asking the bloke in the car next to him if he wants to go to Illy tonight. And promised that if he said yes, he would take him. We would never have known whether it was the dude or not. Yeah. But he got rejected, and which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
It's a double pass. I mean,
what are you thinking? Because I'm kind of thinking the joke.
I don't think the joke cuts the mustard. Wow. Ando, brutal.
I liked the guy that could rap because he could genuinely rap, not just because he was
I've
about
got a
me.
Bit of an inquiry. I've got an inquiry because I feel like all these people have done some good stuff here.
Yeah? What's your inquiry?
Look, everyone's worried outside. I love this.
Because they're like, Will Full is running here. Rogue. It's Friday. We don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, mate. All right,
he's got this look on his face.
Here's what I'm thinking, all right? Like, I want all these people to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've done really well. Okay? Everyone outside's going, we haven't got the tickets. What are you going to do, Will? Which rabbit's going to pull out of your hat this time? Okay, here's the deal. This is what I'm just suggesting.
Mm.
We split the double pass.
Yeah, so two.
Between T from Bertram and Cameron from Byford.
Because Cameron was willing to go with a random.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Now.
What about poor seagull joke?
No. Austin's hung up.
What about sheep joke?
So, Cara. My girlfriend's pulled out of coming tonight.
Oh.
Could Cara come as my plus one to the event?
Cara from Vic Park?
Cara?
Yes?
Do you want to come as my plus one?
Yes.
You'd have to come as you're DJ Will's plus one, so you've got to dress up and everything, but...
And Cara, you have to hold his drink behind the decks.
Yeah.
And,
you'll have to talk
bob,
to me.
And you have to bob to his music.
Quite seriously, but... Cara, do you want to come as my plus one?
Yes, I do.
Mate, you're my date. You're going along.
All right.
He'll come pick you up.
And Cameron, are you there? Hello, T? T, mate.
Mm-hmm.
T, you're coming, mate. You're coming along.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
Cameron, you're going with Cameron from Byford.
Awesome.
You guys are new besties. We look forward to seeing you tonight. So it's not a double. You've got singles each. We see you tonight, all right?
See you guys.
Oh, work it.
Team B-Shed, team. Cara, just for tonight, I'll pick you up about 8 or 9 o'clock.
Uh-oh. No, it starts at 6:30.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Leave the details to me. She would have missed the thing.
It'll be a white limousine.
All right. Is it time to get out of here? Rose in my mouth.
Are we getting, Cara, a bit of food afterwards? Bite to eat? What do you reckon?
You can say no.
You can say no if you want, mate. Woody will be coming.
Oh, I don't know.
What about if I came? Will you go?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Jesus, she's a minion. Oh, I didn't know that. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Goddamn minion.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.